Mishnayis Mesechta Megillah. The Perek Rishon, the first Mishnah, Megillah Nikras B'Achad Asar. The Megillah could be read sometimes on the 11th day of Adar, B'Shnei Masar, sometimes on the 12th day of Adar, B'Shloish Asar, sometimes on the 13th day of Adar, B'Arbo Asar, sometimes on the 14th day of Adar, which is our Purim, and B'Chamish Asar. Sometimes it's read on the 15th day of Adar. That's with ear that has a chayim around it, a wall around it, like Yerushalayim, miyamayish Yeshua binun. Now the Mishnah says, lo pachas v'lo yoser. You cannot read less and not more. Like you can't read the Megillah before the 11th of Adar, or you can't read it later than the 15th of Adar. Now the Mishnah explains, krachim hamulkofim chayimah, miyamayish Yeshua binun, kerim b'chamishosah. Big cities that have a wall around it. The wall was there at the time of Yeshua ben Nun when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Any city at that time that had a wall around it, even though in our days there's no more wall around the city, but since at that time there was a wall around the city, the din is that that city has to read the Megillah has Purim b'chamish osa on the 15th day of Adar. Now kforim, little villages, vayoros gederlis, and big cities, Kurin Barbosa, they have a chiyuv to read the Megillah Purim is on the 14th day of Adar. This is a big city that does not have a wall around it from the times of Yeshua. Therefore, it has a loch of Arbosa. Now, the reason why we have these two different times of Yudalat and Tezvov is, of course, by the Megillus Esther, it says that they were nochu the Arbosa and Vasher Beshusa nochu Bechamishosa. The people living in Shushan, they first rested on the 15th day. Therefore, the Kaveya, that everybody has Purim on Yudala, the 14th day, that's the day they rested. Mashenkin Shushan, at that time, was a city that had a wall around it. Therefore, the Kaveya, any city that has a wall around it, has the din like Shushan, that they keep Purim first on Tezvav. And the reason why it's totally about a wall that was there from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and not from the time of Achashverosh, so the Rishalmi says, because it wants to give cover to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it's totally at the time when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, any city at that time that had a wall around it, like Yerushalayim, has a din of Purim to read the Megillah v'chamish asar on the 15th day of Adar. Now the Mishnah ends off, Ela shakforim makdimim liyom haknisa, that the kforim, the people living in the small villages, they have a right to hear the Megillah a little bit earlier on the Yom HaKnisa. Which means the Yom Sheni, Yom Chamishi, the Monday or the Thursday before, which usually the people used to come into the big city for Bote Dinim. As the Bezdin was open on Monday and Thursday, so many people from the small villages had a Din Torah, they would come into the big city on either the Monday or Thursday to the Bezdin. Now the case was that the people in the Kfarim, the villages, did not know how to read the Megillah by themselves. So they had to come into the big cities to hear the Megillah read in the big city. So the Chachamim made a takana that since it's hard for them to come in, so therefore since anyway they're going to come in on a Monday or a Thursday to the Beis Din, so the Monday or the Thursday before Yudalid, the other, they gave a hetter that these people could come into the Ayoris and they could hear the Kriyas Megillah then. So that's why the Mishnah says there are cases that the Megillah could be read on Echad Ba'achar Asar, on the 11th, on the 12th, and the 13th. So now, Mishnah Beis explains, how do you have it? Ketzer, how does this come about? Chal liyos yoyim arbasa b'sheni. Let's say Purim, the 14th day of Adar, comes out on a Monday. Is dalocha kforim v'ayoros gedolos karim bay bayim. Even the small villages and the big cities without a wall reads the Megillah b'yoyim sheni on arbasa. Because this is Yom Sheni, it's a day that the people from the villages come into the big city anyway, and today is the Ikar day of Purim, therefore they're supposed to come in on today on Purim to hear the Megillah. Or Mekafos Chayma, however, a big city that has a wall around it, Lamachar, they have the Din Purim on first Tezvav tomorrow. Now, Chol Liyos Bashlishi Arvavi, let's say Yudalad bin Badr, Purim falls out on Shlishi on Tuesday, or Brevi, or on Wednesday. So the locher is Kforim Makdimul Yom HaKnisa. the people living in the villages, they have a right to come in a day earlier. So if Purim comes out on Tuesday, they have a right to come in on Monday. So Monday then is Yud Gimel B'Adar. And let's say Purim comes out on Wednesday, they also have a right to come in on Monday to hear the Megillah. So that's the case that the Megillah is Nikras on Yud Beis. Now, the Ayoras Gedolos, Karim Bay Bayim, however, the big cities that don't have a wall around it, reads the Megillah on that Tuesday or Wednesday, the day of Yudalid B'Adar. And a city that has a wall around it from Yemesh Yeshua, they read the Megillah first the next day on Tezvav Ba'adr. Now, Chol Liyos Bechamishi, let's say Purim Yudalad of Adar comes out on a Thursday, then again the Locher is that Kforim V'Yayoros Gedolos Kforim V'Yayim. The villages, because they come in anyway on Thursday, and the cities without a wall around it, read the Megillah Boy Bayoim on this Thursday, which is Yudalid the Adar. However, the city that has a wall around it, they read it Lamachar on Friday, which is Tezvav the Adar. Now, Cholias Erev Shabbos. Let's say Yudalid Purim falls out on Friday. So, Kforim Makdin L'Yom HaKnisa. The people living in the villages, they have a right to hear the Megillah a day earlier, on Thursday, because that's the day they come into the big city anyway for the Batadinim. Now, the Ayoras Gedolos, Omokafes Choyma, Koru Voy Bayim. In such a case, our Tana holds that even the big cities and the cities that have a wall around it also have to hear the Megillah on Yudalit. In other words, our Mishnah holds that you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So, Shabbos really is Tezvov. So, if you hold you can't hear the Megillah on Tezvov, when would be the next time to hear the Megillah? First on Sunday, which is Tezayin. And that the Mishnah says, Lo Yaser. You can never read the Megillah later than Tezvav. Therefore, our Tana, the Mishnah holds, that in such a case, when Purim Yudalad comes out on Friday, and Tezvav is Shabbos, since you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, you have to hear the Megillah on Friday on Yudalad, even in a city that has a wall around it. Now, Chol Liyos B'Shabbos, let's say Yudalad comes out on Shabbos, Alokhariz Kforim Vayoros Gedolos Magdimin V'Kerem Liyom HaKnisa. In such a case, the villages for sure could read it on Thursday before, and no one in the regular cities that don't have a wall around it also reads it on the Thursday before. In other words, they don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So once you have to make it a nidche to push it back before, we don't push it on Friday or Shabbos, but rather also we push it 2 days back to make Purim come out on Thursday. However, a city that has a wall around it, they have the din of Tezvav the Adar, which is Lamacha, which is Sunday, the day after Shabbos. Now, Chol Liyos Achara Shabbos. Let's say Purim Yudalad comes out on Sunday. This is the case that Kforin Makdimel Yom HaKnisa. The Kforin, the people living in the villages, could hear the Megillah on Thursday before. That's the Knisa, the Yom HaKnisa before Sunday. This is where you have it on Yud Aleph. This is the case where you have it, they can hear the Megillah on the 11th day of Adar. The Ayoras Gedolos, Kerem V'Bayim, whoever the big cities without a wall around it, read the Megillah on Yudalid on Sunday. Umakafas Chayme L'Mochar, and a city that has a wall around it, they hear the Megillah first L'Mochar on Yom Sheni, which is Tezvav V'Adar. Then Mishnah Gimel, Ezehu Hi'ir Gedolos. One is considered a big city that does not have a wall around it, that has a chiyuv to hear the Megillah on Yudalid B'Adar. Kol sheyesh bo asara batlonim. If you have 10 people there that are batlonim, means they do not work, and they're always found around the Beis HaKnesses, you can always find them to have a minion, to learn, like a kolol. If the city has a kolol, has 10 batlonim there, that's considered an ir gedolah, that they cannot hear the Megillah earlier on the Yom HaKnisa, but rather, Badafka, they have to hear the Megillah on Yudalid B'Adar. Pochus Mikan, let's say there are less than 10 batlonim, less than 10 people there that do not work, that are not always available for minyan, is Harei Zekfor. It's considered a village. No matter how big the city could be, it could be the biggest city in the world, as far as population goes. But if it does not have a kolel like 10 people that are batlonim there, then it has only lach of a village. B'yelu Omru Makdimim V'loy Miyachrin. It's like, but here by Megillah, in a case where you can't read it later or on time, the halacha is to read it earlier. That's called Magdimim. There are cases that you can hear the Megillah before Purim, but Loi Machrin never after Yudalot or after Tezvov. Avo, but there are other halachas that if it doesn't come out at the right time, you push it off to later. Zaman Atzei Kahanim. There's a special time when different Kahanim have the right to come and be menadev, bring for president the Eitzim, the wood for the Marocha. Now let's say the day they're supposed to come comes out on Shabbos. They do not do it Friday, but rather on Sunday after Shabbos. Same thing with Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, we make the tainus on Sunday after Tisha B'Av, after Shabbos. The Chagiga, that if the first day Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, to bring the Shalmei Chagiga, you have a chiyuv to bring the first day of Yom Tov, is not Toich Shabbos, so you bring it the next day of Chan Chol HaMoed. V'hakel, the mitzvah of everybody come together to hear the Kriyas Torah from the Melech, if it comes out on Shabbos, we push it off to after Shabbos. Is Ma'achrin V'loi Makdimin. We push it off to a later time, after Shabbos, and not before Shabbos. Now, Afa Pi Shomru, even though it was said, Makdimin V'loi Ma'achrin, that on Purim, there are these days that you're allowed to read the Megillah earlier. People living in the kfar, in the village, could hear the Megillah earlier. As mutarin behesped uvetaynes umatanus levyoinim. In other words, even though let's say they heard the Megillah on Yud Beis Adar, that day is not really like Purim. They're still mutter to say a hesped that day. They're still mutter to fast that day. And who are the matanus levyoinim? If they do give the money to the poor people on that day, they're mekayim the mitzvah. They do not have to give it a second time on Yud Dalet Biadar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Yudis said, Amosai, when is this said that they could say the, read the Megillah earlier? Only in a place that it's a derech there that the village comes into the big city on Monday and Thursdays. But let's say there's no set date. There's no like Bezdin that people come in usually on Monday and Thursday. There's no set day of the week when the people of the village come into the big city. Then we say you can only hear the Megillah on Yud Dalet V'Adar. Because we tell them that week, don't come into the big city until Yud Dalet Biadar. If it comes out on Wednesday, we'll say don't come in until Wednesday. When you come into the big city on Wednesday, you'll be able to hear the Megillah then also. Mishneh Dalet, Koru Esa Megillah Biadar Harishon. You read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Biadar. V'nisab Ruh HaShonah. And then the Bezdin HaGadol decided to make another month to the year, to make another Sheni. So the halacha is Koru Noisa Biadar HaSheni. You have to read the Megillah over again when it becomes the next month, which is Adar Sheni, which is Ikka day of Purim. Now, Ein ben Adar Arishon liAdar Hasheni. There's no difference between the first month of Adar or the second month of Adar. El Kriyas Megillah. Just that the mitzvah Kriyas Megillah we're saying is in the second month and not in the first Adar. Well, Matanas Levyonim. And the mitzvah to give Matanas Levyonim, you do it the second Adar and not the first Adar. However, halachas of Hesped and Tainis, you're not allowed to give a hesped of fast on the first Adar on Yud Dalet B'Adar Rishon. It also has like a Simchas HaYomtiv. But just the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, Matanas Levyonim, that's only in the second Adar. Mishnehei, Ein Ben Yomtiv LeShabbos Elo Eichel Nefesh Bulvad. He's all the Lamates Melachis applied to Yomtiv as well as Shabbos, just that on Yomtiv you're allowed to cook. Eichel Nefesh Bulvad is Mutter. Ein Ben Shabbos Yom HaKippurim Elo Shezez Doini B'Dei Odom V'Zez Doini B'Koros. All the Lamates Melachas apply, just on Shabbos, Yichayiv Misa B'dayodim, if you did it B'mezid with Asroa, and on Yom Kippur, you're only Yichayiv Chorus, there's no Misa B'dayodim. Here, Mishnah Vav, Ein Ben Hamudur Hano Mechaveroi. There's no difference between a person that made a neder. Hano Mechaveroi means that your friend cannot have any enjoyment at all from you, from what you own. Lamudur Mimenu Meichel. That if you only made the neder, the promise like, that your friend is not allowed to have any enjoyment from your food. What's the difference? Elo drisa seregel. Only that if you only made it that your friend can't have enjoyment from food, then your friend is allowed to walk through your property. Drisa seregel, to walk through the property is mutter. Ve'keilim she'noisim bem oichel nefesh. And then if you borrow utensils that is not made to make food with, it's mutter. But otherwise everything else, since you said you can't have enough from eating, no matter any other enjoyment you have, we're afraid the enjoyment is like worth money, and from the money you could buy food, so it would be considered like you having enjoyment from my food. But these things of walking through walking through your property or utensils that have nothing to do with food, that is mutter if the neder was only not to have enjoyment from food. But if the neder is not to have any enjoyment, even these two things are awesome. Vayta, ein bein nedorim l'nedovis. There's no difference between a person that brings a korban on nedorim, a neder that you just promised to bring it, or a nedov, you make a present. Elosha nedorim chayiv achriyusin. If you make a neder, it's like a chiyiv, you have an obligation upon yourself to bring the korban, and if the korban gets lost or dies before you bring it, you have to bring another one in its place. On nedovis ein chayiv achriyusin. Shaken in the dove, if you only make a present to bring a korban, the present was only this one korban. And if something happens to this animal, you do not have a chiyuv to bring another one. The Mishnah Zayin, Ein bein zov horoye shtei riyos, l'roye sholish. There's no difference between a man that becomes a zov, means things come out of him like a zera, comes out two times in a row. You know, it's different than zera, really, but it's from the same place. That if you see two times, Leroy Shalish, to see three times, Ella Corbin, the only difference is the Corbin. In other words, by a man, when he sees two times in two different days, or even the same day, one after another, he has two Mashivis, tummy for 7 days. The third Riyah only makes it, that now he has a Chiv to bring a Corbin also. Ein bein Mitzorah Muzgar le Mitzorah Muchlat. There's no difference between the Mitzorah. That's Muzgar means the beginning stages where when the Kohen is not sure if it's tummy or not, so he locks you up to see if we'll change or not. Le mitzora muchlat, where they already said for sure that you are tamei. Ela priyo frima. Well, the question is, if you have to let your hair grow long, and if you're allowed to cut your begodim, you have to rip your clothing. That if you're a muchlat, if you're a vadai, not mitzora, you have to rip your clothing and let your hair grow. Whereas you only put away to see what's going to be, you don't have to. Ein bein tor mitoich esker, le tor mitoich echlet. El tegalachas vitziporim. If somebody becomes tor, whether before he was only a doubt whether he's a mitzvah, he was only locked up, or whether he was like vadai a mitzvah, and now he has to become tor, the only difference is that if you're a vadai tomei, and now you want to become tor when the simonim go away, the loch is you have to have a tegalachas, you have to take a haircut, shave off all your hair, or vitziporim, you have to bring kabonis, two birds. Vayta mishneches. Ein bein svarim litfilin umezuzais. There's no difference between svarim, pashtim means Torah, Nevi'im, Muksuvim, then tfilin and mezuzais. Helasha svarim nichtovim becholoshin. The svarim you can write in any language. U tfilin umezuzais einon nichtovois ela ashuris. Mashenke in tfilin and mezuzah, it's only kosher was written beloshin akkadish, loshin ashuris, the way our book sound, the way we write tfilin and mezuzais. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in there, af pas svarim lehitiru shikosu el yivonis. He was even a sefer Torah or Nevi'im Uksuvim could only be written in Lashon HaKodesh. The only other language that's mutter is yivonis, is Greek. But all other languages he also holds it's also. Fayt the Mishnah test, ein bein koyin moshuach b'shem ha-mishcha le-meruba v'godim. There is a koyin godol. Bizman they had the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, they still had the shemen left over, that they used to anoint him by putting shemen over his head. Mashenken in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, there was no more shemen left over. So then they used to anoint like the Kohen Gadol, just putting on the extra begodim, the eight begodim of a Kohen Gadol. So there's no difference between these two Kohen Gadols, el par habor al kol hamitzvos. That if he's the Kohen Moshuach, then he has to bring a par. Mashenken, if he's not a Kohen Moshuach, only a Meruba Begodim, then he does not bring a par, but rather only a Kisvo or a Siro. Vayta, ein bein Kohen Mishamish leKohen Shovar. There's no difference between a Kohen Gadol that's actually in office right now. Rather, leKohen Shovar, you were once a Kohen Gadol and you were taken away. Like in a case where the Kohen Gadol became Tomei, so they appointed another one. And then when the first one became Torah, the first one goes off. There's no difference. Elo par yom kippurim v'yasiru sefer. That the par on yom kippur, the Kohen Gadol that's mishamish, he brings it. And the yasiru sefer, every single day, the Kohen Gadol that's doing the avodah, he brings it. But for all other purposes, our Mishnah knows that once you became a Kohen Gadol, you remain and you can only do the avodah with a big day Kohen Gadol. Yeah, Mishnah Yud.
Ein bein bama gedoyla levama ketana ela psochim. There's no difference between a bama gedoyla, a big bama, which means what the tzibur used to use, the mashra they used to have by the Mishkan in Gilgal, in Noiv, in Givoin. That's called the bama gedoyla, what the whole tzibur used to use. And a bama ketana means a small bama that everybody privately built by themselves, their own bama at their own mizbeach. So what's the difference? Ela psochim. Which means that the Korban Pesach, that had to be brought on a Bama Gedoyla, on the Korban Shel Tzibur, like. Even though every Yochid himself used to bring their own Korban Pesach, but since it was brought Bechnufa, everybody together, it had a lot like a Korban Tzibur, that it had to be brought in a Bama Gedoyla. By Shekin, other Korbanos that a Yochid brought, they were allowed to bring on the Bama Ketana. Zeha Klal, this is the Klal, that Kol Shu Nidor V'Nidov. Anything that's a Neder means you put upon yourself, you Menader yourself, you make like a promise, you bring the korban, the rust, and the dova. You make it for a present. Is korba bama. You could bring it on the bama. A bama ketanet means on a small private bama. For chol she'enor le nidor v'le niduv. But any korban that doesn't come because you want to make it a neder, or you want to make it a present to Hashem, but rather a korban chayva that you have to bring, then the klal is ain a korba bama. A yochad, a private person, cannot bring it on his own mizbeach, on his own bama, in his own private house. But he has to go to the Bama Gedoyla by the Bama Tzibur to bring his kabonos that are a chayva. So Mishnah Yud Aleph, Ein Bein Shiloi Li Yerushalayim. There was no difference at the time when the Mishkan used to be in Shiloi to the time when they came into Yerushalayim, means the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Elisha B'Shiloi Oichlim Kodeshim Kalim Or Maise Sheni B'Chol Haroyim. Shiloi, then when they had Kodeshim Kalim or else Maise Sheni, you could eat at any place that from that place you could see Shiloi. Over Yerushalayim, but once Klaisol came into Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim and had the Beis Hamikdash, then it's only Lefnim and Hachoyma. Only if you're inside the wall around Yerushalayim, then you're allowed to eat the Kodeshim Kalim there or eat the Maaseh Sheni. But outside the wall, it's also to eat. V'chan, v'chan, both places, Kodesh Kedoshim, Necholim Lefnim and Hachloyim. A Kodeshim Kalim means from a Korban Chattis, a Korban Osham. You could only eat the meat inside the Kloyim, inside the curtains of the Mikdash or the Mishkan itself. Kedusha Shiloi Yesh Achre Heter. After Shiloi, there's still a Heter, means there is a time when you could have a Bama. In other words, Kolzaman, they had Shiloi, it was Asar HaBamas. But after Shiloi was Chorav, it was Hutu, you're allowed to have your Bama. Mashenkein Ukedusha Yerushalayim Ein Achre Heter. Once they came to Yerushalayim, though, then there was no more Heter at all, Lo'ilam, to have Bamas. Now the klal is like this, that in Shiloi, since there they had the Oran, when they had the Oran in the Mishkan, then it was also to have Bamas. But after Shiloh was Chorav, that the Oran was taken away, then even though they had the Mishkan in Noiv and Givoin, the Bamas were mutter then. However, once they came into Yerushalayim with the Beis Hamikdash, then Bamas are also Lielam. Yeah, Perek Sheni.
Yeah, the first Mishnah, HaKirah Es HaMegillah L'Mafraya. If somebody reads the Megillah like backwards, in other words, a pasuk that's later on, he reads it earlier, he reads it out of place. Halacha is lo yotza. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. The you have to read the psukim the way they're written, kisidron. Kora ape, let's say you read the Megillah by heart, not looking inside the Megillah. Or else kora targum, you said it beloshin atargum, it means arami. You said it in Aramic, and you did not understand it. Or else bechol loshin, you said it in any Lashon, not in Lashon HaKodesh, and you don't understand the Lashon, so the Lachar is, lo yotza, you're not yotza the mitzvah. So even though you read the Megillah from a Ksav, from a Megillah, but since you did not understand the language, and it's a different language than Lashon HaKodesh, that's the Lach of lo yotza. Avul koru noisa la lo yazois velaz. But you're allowed to read the Megillah to a Frenchman in French. If he understands the language, he could be yotza the mitzvah. But the haloyis sheshama ashuris yotza. The person, let's say from France, speaks French, heard the Megillah that was read in Lashon HaKodesh, then the lachar is yotza. Even though you don't understand the Lashon, but as long as you heard it in Lashon HaKodesh, that's the mile of Lashon HaKodesh that you could be yotza, even though you don't understand the language. As long as you hear every single word. The Mishnah Beis, Kora Seirugin, if you read the Megillah with intervals, you stop in between, or else you doze off in between, is Yotza. As long as you read or heard the whole Megillah, you are Yotza. Hoyakoisva, let's say somebody was writing the Megillah, or Darsh, or else he was giving a drasha, or else Umagia, he was like checking over the Megillah. Is in these cases, in Chiv and Libo Yotza, if you have in mind now, like now it's Purim, and you have in mind now to be Yotza the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, you could be Yotza the mitzvah. But v'yem lav lo yotze, if you don't have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah, you only think that you're checking over the Megillah, or you're writing it over, even though you're saying out the words, but you don't have in mind kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah, is lo chivan. What about hoysa ksuva b'sam? Let's say the Megillah was written with sam, that's a type of aduma ksuma, a type of a dye, or also the sikra, that's a type of a red dye. We also the koimais of the kankantum, that's serafilo, and that's like the a saf that comes out of the tree, or a kankantum is also a type of a dye that also comes from chumra and chayshes, or else al haniyor, you write it al haniyor v'al diftero, that means parchment that was not worked over yet is lo yotza. You're not yotza if you read the Megillah from this type of a Megillah. Achetek suva ashuris. Until the Megillah has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh, ala Sefer, it has to be written in a Sefer, that means on a cloth, that parchment that was worked over, uvidyoy, it has to be written with ink, that's miskayim, that lasts a long time, that's called diyoy. Here, Mishnah Gimel, Ben Ir Shaholach Lekrach, a person that was living in a city, in a Ben Ir, that the chayv is to say that read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, and he went sholach lekrach that has a chaim around it, that their chayv is to say the Megillah on Chamishosa, or also vein krach that has a chiyah to say it on the 15th sholach leir. He went now to a city that doesn't have a chaim around it, that the chiyah is to say lain the Megillah on the 14th. So it depends. If he plans to come back to his own city during Purim, is karoim kimakoimai. Then he has to read it the day that he, in his own town, that day that they read the Megillah. But in Lav, if he plans to stay where he is, though Purim, then karei mohem. If now he's in a city that has a chayim around it, he has to hear the Megillah on the 15th day. Mehechen karodim es the Megillah v'yotze. How much of the Megillah do you have to lay and do you have to hear in order to be yotze the mitzvah of Mikras Megillah? How much do you have to hear? So, karodim es the Megillah v'yotze v'yidei chayvosai. Rabbi Meir Raim Akula. That's the halacha. You have to hear the whole Megillah from the beginning until the end. Rabbi Yehudu Raim Meish Yehudi. You know, from Meish Yehudi, that part till the end. Rabbi Yosi Raim Meyachrad Varamela. That's the main part of the Megillah you have to hear from there onwards. Mishnah Dalit. Hakul Ksherim Likas Esa Megillah. Anybody is kosher to read the Megillah for yourself or for somebody else. Chutz Mecheresh Shaita Bekotin. Chutz Mecheresh means somebody that's deaf and dumb. That's usually what the word cheresh means, but over here the chiddush is, even if he could talk, but as long as he can't hear, he also should not read the Megillah. And shaitis, somebody doesn't have das, lost it, went out of his mind, and then mekotan, before bar mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda machshe bekotan, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, a kotan could lay in the Megillah, since mikra Megillah is only midrabonin, and a kotan is mechuyiv midrabonin, so if a kotan could lay in the Megillah, to even to might see other people. And of course, we're talking about a katan, which is a gi'el achinach. Ein karen es ha-megillah, v'loi molen, v'loi tovlen, v'loi mazen. Though you can't read the Megillah in the morning, v'loi molen, you can't make a bris milah in the morning, v'loi tovlen, you can't make a tefillah in that morning, v'loi mazen, you can't be mazer the mechates, v'chein shemerash yom keneged yoyin letitfol, achetona sechama. You have to wait until sunrise comes. After sunrise, then you could lay in the Megillah, then you can make a bris milah, that's the time to go to the mikvah. But the chulin shosu misholom and ashacha kosher, but with the evidence, if he's laid the Megillah, or you made the bris milah after the morning star came out, that's also kosher with the evidence. As midiraisa, the day starts by oilas ashachar, but midirabonim, though, you're supposed to wait till tonei tachama, until sunrise. Mishnehei, kol ayoyim kosher likras ha-Megillah. The whole day of Yudalad the other is kosher to hear the Megillah. For Likras Halal, anytime you have a chayv to say Halal, the whole day is kosher to say the Halal. Or Tzkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, the whole day. Or Tilas Lulav, on Sukkot, the whole day. Ulatfilas hamusafim v'la musafim. Ulamusafim means to bring the actual kabbonis of musaf. Ulavidui haparim, when you have to say vidui. The pasuk says, im akayin hamashiach yechdol yoshma asom v'hikrav asachatos v'parabem mokor. And he says, vidui then, it's also kosher the whole day. Ulavidui hamayser says, when you bring the maisers v'shon revius, you have to say vidui v'matlofnei Hashem l'kecha v'yata kodesh v'yata mikodesh minabayis. Vaita, ulavidu yom kippurim, the mitzvah say vidu yom kippur is kosher the whole day. The smich, when you have a korban to make smicher on it, or as l'shchita, l'tnufa to pick up, l'hagosha to bring the mincha close to the mizbeach, l'kmitza to make the kmitza, take a handful of the k'teris from the mincha, or l'haktara to be marked there, to bring the k'teris, l'amlika, and to make the mlika on a knife. All these things are kosher the whole day. Ula kabbalah, when you want to bring a korban to be mekabel the dam, ula hazoya to spritz it, ula hashkoya saita to make a saita drink, ula reifa sagola, ula taras hamatzaira. All these things are kosher throughout the whole day. All right, turn over. Mace. So the last two things was Arifa Sagola, if you have to bring an egg, Larufa, I mean, you found the mace outside the city, we don't know who killed him, so the Zikniir has to bring this egg, Larufa. When a Metzora wants to become Tor, and he has to bring his Kabonis also, it could be brought any time throughout the day. Mishnah Vav. Kol Halayla Kosher L'Ktzira Zoymer. The whole night time is kosher to cut down the Zoymer. In other words, on my tzoy yom tov rishon shal Pesach was the mitzvah to cut down the yomer l'shmo for tomorrow to bring the korban yomer. Well, the hekter chalom ve'evorim. When you want to burn the fats or the evorim of a korbanos, you can burn it throughout the whole night. Zeh haklal. This is the klal. Dover shem mitzvah soy by yom. Anything that the mitzvah is to be done by daytime, kosher kol hayom. It's kosher throughout the whole day. And dover shem mitzvah soy by laila is kosher kol halayla. Something that the mitzvah is at nighttime is kosher throughout the whole night. Yeah, Perek Shlishi. Bnei Yair Shemachru Rechoiva Shalir. The people in the city that sold the Rechoiva, that means the meeting place like in the city that they used to daven there. The tiniest of Mamodis. So therefore it has some type of the Kedusha, this like meeting place. So if the people of the city sold it, the lochri is the money they received has Kedusha on it. Therefore, Loitchim B'dom of Beit HaKnesses. You're allowed to use this money to buy a basic Knesses. Because that's called Malim Bakodish. You're making a Kedusha Chamura, that's Muta. But you're not allowed to use it for Pashtun things because you can't be married it from its Kedusha. What about the basic Knesses? Let's say the Bnei Yair, the people of the city sold a basic Knesses, is Loichim Teva. With the money, they're allowed to buy a Teva, allowed to buy an Orin to put the Sefer Torah in. An Orin, the Teva, has more Kedusha than a basic Knesses. Teva, let's say they sold the Yoron HaKodesh, is Leuchin Mitfachos. They're allowed to buy the Mitfachos, the Sefer Torah, means the mantle, the cover, on the Sefer Torah itself. That has more Kedusha than the Yoron itself. Mitfachos, let's say they sold the covering of the Sefer Torah, Leuchin Svarim, with that money you're allowed to buy Svarim, Nevi'im Uksuvim. What about Svarim? Let's say they sold the Svarim, is Leuchin Torah. What has more Kedusha than Svarim of Nevi'im Uksuvim? That's a Sefer Torah. Avul Emachru Torah, but if the Bnei Yair sold the Sefer Torah, Lo Yichul Svarim. Down would you not let it go? With that money, you're not allowed to use it to buy regular Svarim. Svarim, if they sold Svarim with the money, is Lo Yichul Mitfachos. You're not allowed to buy covering for Sefer Torah. That's going down in Kedusha. Mitfachos, if they sold the covering for the Sefer Torah, lo yichu seva, they cannot use the money and buy an Aron HaKodesh. Teva lo yichu beis HaKnesses, you can't use the money from an Aron to buy a beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses, if they sold the beis HaKnesses, lo yichu v'serachayv, you can't use the money to buy like a meeting place outside, even though they daven there on Tainis. Because it's murdered, you're bringing the Kedusha downwards. V'chein b'mois reihem, the same thing, the leftover money, like let's say they sold the beis HaKnesses. So the Mishnah says, with the money you're allowed to buy an Aron HaKodesh. But let's say they didn't have to use all the money to buy the Aron HaKodesh. With the leftover money, they're not allowed to go downwards. Again, only upwards. Ein moicherin es sharabim layochid. You can't sell something that belonged to a rabbim to the whole place, to the rabbim, to a private person. In other words, the basic nesses that belong to a rabbim as more kedusha than the basic nesses of a yochid. Because you're bringing these things, lowering it down from its kedusha, you're not allowed to do that. Tivu Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Omrula, they said back to him, in Cain, if so, Avloi miyir gedoyla liyir katana. You should not be allowed to sell something that belonged to an ir gedoyla to people, to a city, an ir katana, because also you're taking it down from its kedusha, because there's a klal of Beroivam Hadras Melech. So Mishnah Beis. Ein moicherin beis hakenesses, elaval tanai. You could only sell a beis hakenesses, even if it belongs to the rabbim, to a rabbim. Elaval tanai. What's the tanai? That shem yirtzo yachziruhu. If you want, you can get it back. And the reason is, it shouldn't be like yimizalz l'bigdusha. It's not nice time to sell a beis hakenesses. So even though you have a purpose, a reason to sell it, you have to sell it on a condition that whenever you want, you can get it back. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Yeshita. No, you're allowed to sell it forever. There are four things that you're not allowed to sell a shul. In other words, you have a shul, a beis knesses, you're not allowed to sell it that the person is going to buy and is going to use it for four things. You can't sell it that someone's going to make a bathhouse there. That's a place where they use the tan, they make their skin. Your skin of the animal, you make a leather out of it. Ula tefila, you can't make it a base at tefila. Rels le base hamayim. Some say le base hamayim means for base akisay, le base matamayim. You can't make a base knesses into these things. Reb Yehuda reimer, moichr noisha l'shem chotzer. If Yehuda holds true, you can't sell it purposely for these things, but you sell it for the purpose that a person would use it for a chotzer. Notice for any purpose he wants. Once they sold it to you, then the one that buys it, he's allowed to use it for anything. However, the locher is like the chachamim. So Mishnah Gimel, V'yoid Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said another thing, that Beis HaKnesses shechorav, after Beis HaKnesses was chorav, so on the place there is ein maspidim b'seichoy. You can't make a hesped there, especially a hesped shol yochid itzosa. V'yei mavshilin b'seichoy chavolim. You can't put in there to make nets. In other words, even if you want to make a factory there, like, it's not nice to make nets there. It's a derech mizoyin. Be in person of seichem mitzudos, you can't spread out there the nets to catch animals. Be in sheichtin agagai peris, you can't spread out on top of it a peris. It's also a derech to let your peris dry out. It's even the basic nets that was charev, still it has kedusha on it. And therefore, you can't do these things on it. V'yein oisin oisai kapandriya. You're not allowed to make a shul or basic nesses into a shortcut. To go through to make a shortcut. Shenema the pasuk says, v'hashim oisi es mikdashechem. That means, k'dushoson av k'shein shememin. Even when the base of medrash, the basic nesses, is choreviv, destroyed, still the makam has kedusha. Olu lo yasovim, let's say grass grows there, is lo yitlosh. You're not allowed to pick it off, like cut down the grass, mifnei agmas nefesh. In order that we should feel bad, so it happened that the Beis Hamikdash was choruv. Therefore, you have to let it grow that way to make us feel bad. Mishnah Dalet. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Lias B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, is Kurin B'Pasha Shkolim. We lay the maftir of and kisisa of Pasha Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh itself on Shabbos. But what about Chalias Betecha Shabbos? Let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week. Then Aloch Riz Makdimim Lishavar. We lay the Pasha Shkolim the Shabbos before. Because on Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's when they start to give the Machsa Shekel. Or that's when they start to learn the Alochas to be, well, like we'll soon see, to be Machriz about the Shkolim. Therefore, we have to lay the Pasha before Rosh Chodesh Adar, if it falls down in the middle of the week. Then umavsik in the Shabbos Acheres. Then the next, if Rosh Chodesh fell out in the middle of the week, or whatever it is, even if it falls down on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, so then the next Shabbos is empty. It's not called one, a special Pasha. Is umavsik in the Shabbos Acheres. We leave one Shabbos empty. Bashniya, then the second Shabbos, Zohar, is called Pasha Zohar. Bashlishis is in the third week, is called Parah Aduma. Parvias on the fourth Shabbos, which is the one before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. And Bechamishes, Chos from the Kisidron. In the fifth Shabbos, then we go back to the regular Seder. And the Mepharshim say that means the regular Seder of the Haftorahs. The regular Haftorah, in other words, the four special Pashas, the Haftorah is a different Haftorah. Now we go back to the regular Haftorahs. And the Mishnah goes on, L'chol Mafsikin, by all the next things, where Mafsik means we don't read the regular Haftorah, but we read special, with something special. Baroshe Chadoshim, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, we have a special Haftorah. B'chanako, V'apurim, B'tainius, U'v'mamodos of Yom HaKippurim. Now, B'tainius V'mamodos means when it comes out on the Sheni Yuchamishi B'Shvua, they don't read the regular Pasha of the Shvua, but rather learn the Inyan, they learn the Inyan of the Tainus. The same thing Yom Kippur also, even if it falls out on Shabbos, and Kurim B'mincha Pasha Shashvua, by Mincha of Shabbos, Yom Kippur, we don't read laying the regular Pasha, Helekovim Pashas Arois, the special Pasha for Yom Kippur. Mishnah Hei, Ba'Pesach Kurim Aproshas Mayavis, Shel Teres Kanim. On Pesach, we learn from Vayikra, the Yonim of the Moadis. Ba'Teres, on Shavuos, we learn Shiva Shavuos, which is in Devarim. Rosh Hashanah, we learn the Pasha of Bachodesh Hashvi, B'yechol HaChodesh, which is the Vayikra. B'yom HaKippurim, we learn Achrei Mois. B'yom Tov HaRishon Shechog, the first Yom Tov of Sukkis, Karim B'Pashas Mo'adah Shebateros Kanim. Again, we learn from the Pashas of Mo'adim that's in Vayikra. U'vishar Kol Yimei HaChag, B'Karbonos HaChag. The rest of the days of Sukkis, we learn in Bamid B'chov Tes about the Karbonos that were brought during the Chol HaMoed of Sukkis. Mishnah Vov, B'Chanukah, which Chumash do we learn on Chanukah B'Nesiyim? We learn in Bamidbar, the Pasha of Nesiyim of the Chulukas HaMazbeich. B'Apurim we learn V'Yov V'Yamolik. B'Roshe Chadoshim we learn U'V'Roshe Chochechim. U'V'Mamodois B'Mais Abreishis. Like it says in the Gemara Masechta Tainis. B'Tainis by Tainis Sibur, they used to learn B'Rochos HaKlolis. Avim B'Chulkois HaTeleichu. Now, ein mafsikim b'chlolis. And when you learn the parsha of chlolis, you don't make two aliyahs like. El echot kuris kulin, you give one aliyah to all the chlolis. Ba'ashem yuvachamishi, uvashabis ba'mincha kerm kisidron. On a regular Monday and Thursday, a mincha ba'shabis, we learn the parsha of that week. On Shabbos, we start the parsha of the next week. And then Sunday, then Monday and Thursday, we continue. We learn the same thing over again. V'yenoilun lehem min acheshbon. And that's not enough for on Shabbos. In other words, on Shabbos we have to learn over again, even from the beginning. We can't just start from Sheni. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yadabim Moishas Miyad Yashem Abnei Yisrael. Mitzvosen Shiyukurin Kol Echod V'yechod Bizmanai. In other words, this last question is, how do we know that on Yom Tovim we learn the parashas about Yom Tov? That's his last Pasuk of V'yadabim Moishas Miyad Yashem Abnei Yisrael. That is, Mitzvosen Shiyukurin Kol Echod V'yechod Bizmanai. To this mitzvah to learn this parsha, the Yonam of the Moadim, on its Yom Tov. Perek Dalet. The Mishnah says, HaKores HaMegillah, whoever reads the Megillah, Oymeid V'yoshev, you could either read it standing up, or else sitting down. Even if you're sitting down, you're also Mekayim the mitzvah. But when somebody learns from the Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, the other mitzvah is B'davka standing up. Like the Pasuk says, V'yata poi amoidi modi. Now, kuro echod, kuro shnayim yotsu. Whether one person was reading the Megillah, or even if you have two people reading the Megillah at the same time, still your yotsa. Even though usually we say a person can't hear two kailas at the same time, but here we say by mikra Megillah, since the mitzvah is so chaviv, so dear to you, a person puts his heart, puts his mind to it, and he could hear the Megillah even though two people are reading it the same time. Now, Mokom Shenu Agul Levorach Yevorach. If the minig of the Mokom is to make the bracha, we should make a bracha. And the Gemara explains, we're not talking about the bracha Rishayna, because that's Pshita, you have to make a bracha before you read the Megillah. But we're talking about now the bracha Achreina of Haraves Rivenu. So if the minig is like we have to make the bracha at night, we're supposed to make the bracha. V'shelor Levorach, lor Levorach. But if the meaning is not to make the bracha, then we do not make the bracha. But we, however, make the bracha both by day and by night. The Mishnah says that Basheni uvachamishi uvashabbos bamincha kerven shloisha. We know on Monday and Thursday we learn the Torah, and what in Shabbos by Mincha, and we give three aliyos. Ein pechasim v'yemosif maleim. You can't make less, and you can't make more than three aliyos. We give to the Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. V'yem maftirim benavi, and we know we don't say the Haftorah by these days. Ha'paseach v'achosim v'atorah mevorach lefuneh uliachreho. His Yikar Adin of the Mishnah, the first one that gets the aliyah makes a bracha rishayno, and the last one that gets the last aliyah, he makes the bracha achreina. However, in the Gemara already to the Kana, that each one that gets an aliyah like we do today makes a bracha rishayno and then makes a bracha achreina. And that's exactly Mishum HaNechnosim or Mishum HaYetzim, that people won't know if he made the bracha or not. Mishnah Beis, Barosh Echadosh Mavuchel Shumayid Karim Arbo. On Rosh Chodesh or on Chol HaMoed, we give four aliyos. Ein peches in mehen v'em asif in aleim. You can't make less and you can't make more. V'ein machtirim benovi, there's no haftira. Ha'paseach v'yachosim b'atira. Mevorach lefune uli achreho. In other words, the first one that starts to lane makes the first bracha, and the one that finishes the last aliyah, mikra din of the Mishnah, he's the one to make the bracha achreina. That's called mevorach lefune uli achreho. This is the cloud, the general rule, that kol sheyesh by musaf, v'eino yomtif kar rabo, anything that has musaf, like a Rosh Chodesh, like Chol HaMoed, but it's not called a yomtif, you only have four aliyos. V'yomtif, on a regular yomtif, chamisha, we give five aliyos. V'yom ha-kippurim is shisha, on Yom Kippur we have six aliyos. And b'shabbos shiva, on Shabbos we have seven. Ein perchasim mehen, you can't make less than this, than five, six, or seven. Avol moistif and aleim. But even on Yom Tif, if you want, you could be Moisif on Yom Tif. Ma'aftirim b'novi, we say the Aftir on Yom Tif and Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Ha'paseach v'achosim b'atorah again, mevorach lefuneh liachreho. The first one that gets the first aliyah makes the bracha rishayna, and the one that gets the last aliyah, he makes the bracha achreina medina de mishnah. Even though his man is there, each one that gets the aliyah makes the bracha rishayna and a bracha achreina. Mishnah Gimel. Ein person al shema. You can't make person means lashon of pras a miksas. You can't say half of Shema. This was a minig when they used to have 10 people that davened b'yichidus, and now they came together. So they wanted to say like a berachah together, and they wanted to be able to make a kedusha together. So they used to say berachah and then say the first berachah of brichas krishma. Say in person as Shema, or else v'yayin oivrin lufnei hateva. You don't let somebody become a shliach tibur. V'yayin oisin as kapeyim. You don't have the kahanim duchin. Via in Kurim Batur, we don't read the Torah. Via Maftirim Benovi, we don't make a Seid Haftorah. Via in Oisin Maimir Umoishov, that's used to carry the mace to the base of Akvaris. They used to sit down seven times. Lifchois Es HaMace. And used to say each time Sukkim. So they don't do this for kids of Yisrael. The Mishnah is, you need a minion for all these things. You have to have 10 people. Via in Oimrim Birchas Avelim, you don't say the Birchas of the Avelim either. Also, used to come back from the Levaya. They used to say a special bracha. Also, after the Kvura, they used to stand in the Shur in the lines and say, Nechem Avelim, they used to say a bracha then. Avirchas Chasanim, or else by Sheva brachas, Fiyei Mizamnim B'Shem, or else when they make Zimun, when we bench to say Hashem's name, Baruch Elokeinu, Nevaruch Elokeinu, it's Prochas Miasar. All these things you don't do if you have less than 10 people. Uvekakoyis Tisha V'Koyin. When you want to sell Kakoyis, somebody was Makdish, a piece of karka, land, and he wants to be paid with to redeem it, you have to value it in front of 10 people. But tisha of a kohen. Nine can be regular, but one has to be a kohen. V'yodam k'yotze behem. If you want to know the value of a person, if he was makdish, his value is the same thing. We have to value it with nine people and one kohen. Mishnah Dalet. Ha'kore b'atoro la'yivchas mishleish p'sukim. Any aliyah that you get, you have to at least read three psukim of the Torah. Lo yikro lemeturgamon yois miposeg echad. But there used to be a minig that they used to say it over to the interpreter, and he would say it over balaz, like in their language. So if you want to tell the interpreter, you don't tell him more than one posek at a time. Uva novi shloisha. But by novi, then you can tell him three psukim at a time. Hayu shloshton sholosh parshois. But if in the novi, each shloshton, the three psukim, like a three different parshas, three different inyonim, then kerven echad. Then you can only read it to the meturgim, even by the Navi, only one pasuk at a time. Now medalgim ba novi v'ye medalgim ba Torah. That means when you're learning the Haftorah, you let it skip like from one psukim to another other psukim in a different parashias. That's called medalgim ba novi, but v'ye medalgim ba Torah. When you're learning the Torah, you don't skip around like from one parasha to another parasha. But v'yad kamu medalik, if you are by novi, or certain times by Chumash, it was in the same Indian. How long does it take? Should it take you to switch around? At Kadesh la Yifsa Turgman. Like in between when you're telling the Maturgman and when he goes to tell it over to the other people, you should be finished changing the place by the time you have to start telling him a second time. The second Pasuk. Mishnehei. Ha Maftir Ba Novi Hu Peris Al Shema. In other words, the one that reads the Maftir, that gets Maftir, he's the one, Hamafter Banovi. Who's the one who purrs al Shema, like Kish, like Daf and Shach, would be the Shlich Tzibur, to be purrs al Shema, for who Oiver Lefne Atev, he should be the Shlich Tzibur, to stay over the Shemon Esrei, for who Nois Yaskapov, he's the one to Duchen. And some say it means even if he's the only Kain in Shul, still if he knows how to do it, he could be the Shlich Tzibur and Duchen also. But Vimhoye Kotten, let's say the one that got Maftir was a Kotten, then the locher is Oviv or Rabbi Irvin Ayodai. He is not like Kotten, cannot daven for the Yomid, therefore we have the Yodin or the Rebbe do it for him. And some of us from under the Pshatir, the reason why the one that gets Maftir should be the Shlich Tzibur also, is because it's not such a covet to get Maftir. So therefore the one that took Maftir, we give him back covet to let him be the Shlich Tzibur also. It's not like this man is there that they hold this a big covet to have Maftir. Mishnah Vav, Kotin Kore Batera Umetargin, Avlena Peres Al Shema. Yeah, Mishnah Vav, Kotin Kore Batera Umetargin. A Kotin, he could learn the Torah, and he could be Metargin, he could interpret it also. And someone in Echnami that about the Kriyas HaTorah is only a mitzvah, L'Hashmi Eliyom, that the people shall hear it, see, even a Kotin could also do it. Or some say, since a Kotin also has Shachis and Limit HaTorah, he could also do this mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Avolena Peres Al Shema, but he can't be the one like to say Baruch Hu the Peres Al Shema. V'yein Oiv Lefnei Ateva, a Kotten can't go to be a Shlich Tzibur. V'yein Oinoises Kapav, he can't go to Duchen either. He's not covered at Tzibur that a Kotten should go Duchen. Poichayach, that means somebody that has like ripped clothing, his clothing is ripped, is Peres Al Shema Matarkin. These two things he could still do. He could still be Peres Al Shema, because it's not really going down in front of the table, you do it where you sit, so it's not such a bizoyin. Or metargin also, you can be the interpreter. I've learned the Torah by Torah, but you can't be the one to learn the Torah. It's a bizoyin for the tzibur. V'yeinu oiv lefnei ha-teva, you can't go in front of the table to be the shlich tzibur. V'yeinu noises kapov, you can't duchen either if you're a kohen. If you have ripped clothing, it's a bizoyin. Suma, somebody that's blind, Torah says Shema umetargin. He could still be the one to say the first bracha rishonah of Kriya Shema, even though it talks about Yetzer Or, still he could be the one to say it. It could be a targum, he could explain it also, interpret the Torah also. Rav Yehuda Aymanor, Rav Yehuda says, Kol Shelo Ro'a Moiris Miyomov, someone that like was blind, that never saw the sun, never saw the light throughout his life, is in a Peres Al Shema. He can't be the one to be Peres Al Shema. But they say the first broch of Yetzer Or, he doesn't appreciate the Or, he doesn't know what it is. Mishnah Zayin, Koyein Shiyesh Biyod of Mumin. If you have a Koyein that he has a Mum, some blemishes in his hand, is Lo Yisas Kapov, therefore is also not let it be Duchin, because it's not covered at Tzib, but the Tzib will look at it. They'll be Mesiach Da, take the mind away from the Brocha, they'll be too busy looking at the Mumin. Rabbi Yehuda Reime, Af Misho Yod of Tzvuyos. Is the Sofua, La Yisas Kapov, a Kohen that had his hands all dyed up. The different colors, whether it's red, or this, or the color of the sand, Yishun Duchen, Bevnei Sha'am, Mistaklim Boy, because the people take away their mind to think about the Brocha, or the Duchening, they'll be looking better, they'll be looking rather at his hands. Mishneches. If somebody says he doesn't want to go daven, if he's because he's wearing colored clothing, then even though he's wearing white clothing, he should not go down to be the Shlich Tzibur, because we're afraid maybe he's not the Kohen. This was a minig of Apikorsim to say they can't daven if they're wearing colored clothing. Then the Mishnah says, "B'sandol eino oiver." If somebody says, "I can't go down to daven because I'm wearing sandals," is af yochuf lo yaver. We don't let him go down to daven even if he's like barefoot, because again, b'choshet, because he's not Apikoris. This is the way Apikorsim talk. Ho'iset filosai agula sakono v'ein bo mitzvah. If somebody makes his tefillin, and especially the tefillin shebarosh, agul around, it's a sakona. Maybe you could hurt yourself, could crack your head like. V'yein bo mitzvah, you're not making the mitzvah either. Because the mitzvah of tefillin is to be ribua, it has to be squared. Nesonoi al mitzchoi oy al pas yodoi harezoi derech haminus. Somebody that puts the tefillin on his forehead, or else on his hands, pas yodoi, that's derech minus. That's not the oifun of the mitzvah. In other words, shorosh we know is on the hair above your forehead, not on the forehead. And the tefillin shoyad is on your hand, not on the pas yod, not on your palm. Is tzifon zohov unesonoi albeis unkeli shaloi hareze derech achitzoinim. Now if somebody calls tzifon zohov, he coats it with gold, he coats gold on top of his tefillin, Ros Nesoni Abeis Unkeli Shaloi, Ros he puts the tefillin not on his hands directly on the bosor, but over his sleeves, over his coat, is Hareza Derech Hachitzoinim. It's like people that do what they want and not what Hashem wants. That's called Derech Hachitzoinim. Yeah, Mishnah test. Ho'aymer, if somebody says, Yivorchucha Toivim, like he says to Hashem, like only the good people should bless you. Is Hareza Derech Haminus, that's a Derech of Haminus. Like you're saying Hashem only takes care of the good people, not the bad people. If somebody says, Al Kan Sipa Yagir Rachmecha, like for this Kan, when you have the mother over the kids, that the Indian of to take away the mother first, is Yagir Rachmecha Shrav Rachmonis? Or else, if somebody says, Vi Al Toiv Yizor Cheshmecha, that when something good happens to us, then I remember Hashem's name, or else Moidim Moidim, somebody says the word Moidim twice, is Mishaskin Oisai, we tell him to be quiet. All these three things are no good. You're not supposed to say, I can't see Pigir Rachmecha. The mitzvahs are not because Hashem has Rachmonis, but they're rather because Hashem told us to do the mitzvahs. And our Toiv, we're supposed to remember Hashem's name even on the bed. And Moidim Moidim looks like you're agreeing to two Hashems, so we tell him to be quiet. Hamechane Ba'arois, Mishaskin Oisai. In other words, in the Pasha of Arayis, he doesn't say the real Pshat, but he says a little bit different. Hamechane gives like a nickname to the din of Arayis to say Arayis doesn't really mean Arayis. It only means the Kloyin is Meshaskin Oisai. We tell him to be quiet, you have to say the right Pshat in the Psukim. Ho'aymer, somebody says, Umizaracha loy sitain lahavir la melech. Umizarech loy sitain liav liavoro. Bia miyuso is meshaske noisa benazifa. In other words, if somebody says pshan this posik over mizaracha loisite in lahavir lamelech, that he says you should not take your son and give it to a goy to marry to a goy, is meshaske noisa benazifa. We tell him to be quiet. We get angry at him because that's not pshan the posik. The posik does not mean not to live with a goy here, but the posik means this inyan of avodah zarah, not to give your child over to the avodah zarah of melech. Well, some say it's mashma, you're only saying it's also to live with a goya that will take your kids to avodah zarah. But stam to live with our mayusa, he'll be mutter, and that's wrong. Any goy it's also to. Mishnah Yud. Maiser Ruvain Nikro Voloy Matargim. There is the psukim of Vayelech Ruvain Vayishkav Ezbilo. We're supposed to lay it, but Mishum Kvoidoy, we don't have a matargim say it over. We don't have an interpreter say over these psukim. Maise Tomor Nikro Matargim. But the Maise with Tomor, there we takir say it over with a interpreter also. Because it's a Shvach Huli Yehuda, Shehoi Devitzles Tomor, that Yehuda admitted and saved Tomor. Now Maise Egel Horishain Nikro Matargim. When the Psukim talk first, the Christ or the Dechet Egel, there we lay it and we also interpret it also. Because it's Nicha for the Tzipa to have a Kapora. Klaus will have a kapora on this chet. But the Hashani Nikrav Lematargim, But the second psukh, when they repeat it over again, that v'yemem Moshe l'Aaron and v'yemem Moshe l'Aaron, those are nikkuv l'matargum mishum kvoid yishal Aaron. When it's said over again, mishum kavod of Aaron, we don't interpret it. Bichros kahanim and ma'ase David v'amnoin is lo nikroyim lo matargum. We don't read it and we don't interpret it either. And somehow the Girsa should be Nikroim Avadi, we lay in it, but we lay Metagim, we don't interpret it. Eimav Tirin b'Makova. We don't say the Haftorah about the Makova in Yecheskel Perek Aleph, because maybe the people come to ask questions about the Maisa Makova. But Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi Yehuda says no, we're not afraid that people come to ask questions to Mayan it, we're only saying it for the Haftorah, it's Mutter. Rabbi Elezer Weimer, Eimav Tirin b'Hoidas Yushlayim. We don't say the after in the Pasuk of Yecheskel that talks about the tzuev of the bad things in Yerushalayim, and we don't say this as kovod shel Yerushalayim. Yes, lika lo mesechta Megillah.